Loving the pretty power ballads to start off this half hour from Niagara Falls, Honeymoon Suite, What Does It Take, and Easy, the Commodores, on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, eager to welcome to the show the president of the Ontario Association of Optometrists, Dr. Sheldon Saliba. We're going to talk about the future of eye care in the province and what optometrists need from the government now in order to continue delivering top services to patients. Welcome to the morning Zoom.
Hi, good morning.
So eye care is a vital part of our overall health care. It is for me. I'm sure your patients tell you that all the time. It's, you know, our teeth, our bodies, our eyes. Yet your group don't feel supported by the province. Tell us about that, doctor.
So this is an issue that has been percolating for the last 32 years because optometrists providing OHIP-insured eye examinations have never had a negotiating process with Ontario governments. And that has allowed governments to ignore these services. And it's created major funding inequality that is jeopardizing the quality of eye care that we're able to provide Ontarians and their access to that eye care.
That would, I think, surprise a lot of your patients, right? Because when I go to the doctor or I go to the optometrist or the dentist, I don't really think a whole lot about it. I think that everything's being taken care of and I don't even know what the cost of a visit is. I just know that either OHIP is going to, you know, take care of it or private insurance is going to take care of it. And you're saying that it's not enough.
We're talking about our operating costs to deliver eye care services. And in 1989, the OHIP was covering $39.15 for an eye exam. In 2021, it is $44.65. And inflationary pressures have completely outstripped that type of reimbursement. Hmm. So when we deliver an eye exam currently, it's around $89 is what our preliminary results are coming in at as we are doing a costing analysis of the what it costs us to deliver these services.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want? What do you need government to do? What's the solution here?
We need them to begin to dialogue with us and commit to a formal negotiating process and commit to delivering reimbursement for the operating costs of the eye exam. And those include the rent that we're paying, the utilities, the salaries for our staff, and the equipment to deliver high-quality eye care to patients.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you've been asking for the government to pay more attention to this for a period of time. You indicated that. I guess I'm concerned about two things. One, the quality of my eye care going forward if this doesn't happen. And two, the fact that the government is so distracted by the pandemic. Are they going to get to this issue in a timely fashion?
I understand the pandemic is a real issue for everybody in society, but I don't think the government can use the excuse that they're that distracted. We know that they are in their regular negotiations with the Ontario Medical Association, which happen on a schedule every 4 years. They just don't value the service that we're providing. And we are really looking for the public to communicate with their elected officials and get them to understand very quickly how important this is to their overall health and get them to start a dialogue with us.
Mm-hmm. So as a patient, is that what you want me to do? Is there anything else that patients can do?
We have a website called saveeyecare.ca that has sent almost 50,000 letters to local MPPs, Premier Ford and Health Minister Elliott in the last 2 weeks. And it's a very simple process. So we're asking the public to reinforce the importance of this through that website. And calling their local MPPs is important because we're really fighting for high quality, sustainable eye care services for patients and those are currently suffering and the system is completely broken.
Okay. And so give us the website so that people can go there and get more information.
SaveEyeCare.ca.
Excellent. Dr. Sheldon Saliba, President of the Ontario Association of Optometrists. Thanks so much for joining the morning Zoom.
Thank you so much for having me.
Time to check your morning drive now. Here's